Gracias, señor presidente. Me gustaría leer una intervención en nombre del Movimiento de Países No Alineados y otros estados partes de la convención. NAM and other state parties to the BWC attach great importance to the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of all provisions of the convention. We are of the view that there exists a delicate balance between various provisions of the convention. Hence, we are of the firm belief that our efforts towards the strengthening the implementation of the convention should be made in a manner to strengthen the convention at its entirety. The growing trend of various national implementation practices in the deficiency of the verification mechanism for the BWC have created different national levels of restriction, barriers, and or limitations for legitimate trade and transfer of biological agents and toxins, equipment, materials, and related technology for peaceful purposes. Inequitable national implementation models intrinsically create obstacles for developing countries to manage their public health needs. Consequently, any national implementation measure should be in proportion to public health issues to facilitate but not hinder the fullest possible exchange for peaceful purposes in implementing Article 10. NAM and other state parties to the BWC are of the firm belief that the state parties have the obligation towards the implementation of all provisions of the convention. To this end, an appropriate mechanism is needed to ensure that laws and regulations of the state parties do not hinder international exchange and cooperation and under Article 10 and allows for fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and technology for peaceful purposes among state parties. In this connection, the conference should agree on addressing the following measures. A, national legislation which are consistent and in conformity with all provisions of the convention. B, enacting necessary legislation and or regulations to ensure the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and technology for peaceful purposes. C, enacting necessary legislation that any violation of Article 10 will be prosecuted. D, necessary measure to redress and remedy the situations arising from the violations of obligations under Article 10 committed by any legal or natural persons. E, reviewing national laws and regulations governing international exchange and transfer to ensure that they are in full conformity with the obligations undertaken under Article 10. We are of the view that any measure to strengthen the implementation of the convention, including national implementation, should be pursued in a holistic manner. In this regard, we recall the concrete measures to be developed for the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 called by NAM in the working paper number 5 for the MXP1, dated 3 August 2018. Such an approach will be ensure the integrity and viability of the convention and this in its balanced implementation.